Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2333. How to Actually Get Relief from Low Back Pain by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.substack.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Saturday. Thank you so much for being here and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. All right, with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. How to Actually Get Relief from Low Back Pain by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.substack.com. What causes low back pain? Low back pain is not caused by age, disc degeneration, hernias, wear and tear, bad luck, or because everyone in your family has a, quote, bad back. Perhaps you've heard the phrase, correlation does not imply causation. The phrase refers to the inability to legitimately deduce a cause and effect relationship between two events or variables solely on the basis of an observed association or correlation between them. Put another way, ice cream sales are the highest in the summer, as are shark attacks. But just because both seem to increase around the same time doesn't mean one causes the other. You might have disc degeneration or hernia. In fact, in one study, over 3,000 people under the age of 40 who reported no back pain or back symptoms at all, more than 50% did have one or both in their spine that showed up on imaging of their spine. Pay particular attention here. The people had no pain, yet they had problems in their spine that many would assume would certainly cause back pain. And that included folks under the age of 40. Imagine how many over the age of 40 have degeneration and hernias. Just because you have degeneration in your spine or a hernia does not mean it's the cause of your back pain. Same goes for wear and tear. We all have wear and tear on our bodies. Just because you do doesn't mean that it's the cause of your pain. Same goes for age, because it runs in your family and bad luck. You might be 60 now, and you might have 3 sisters with back pain, and you might have hit a string of bad luck. But assuming any of these is the sole cause of your back pain is barking up the wrong tree, especially when you consider that pain is far more than just a symptom of a physical problem. We now know in modern times that pain can arise due to a multitude of factors that are grouped into 3 categories. Biological factors, like bumping your elbow on the door as you walk past it, or having an excessive amount of inflammation in the body. Psychological factors, like how stressed you are, and if you have a lot of fear about your body. And social factors, like how much of a support system you have at home, and if you feel secure in your financial situation or your physical location. This is called the biopsychosocial model of pain. Pain is a multifactorial experience, not a singular problem due to one singular cause. Let's move on to factors that can cause low back pain. While each person's back pain will have different root causes, here's a short list of common issues that cause and contribute to low back pain. Inflammation, diet, stress, lack of movement, compensation patterns, and fears or beliefs. If ice and ibuprofen don't work for back pain, what does? First, you need to know that ice and ibuprofen might work to lessen your symptoms, but they can also negatively impact your ability to heal. Ice slows down the inflammatory process, but the inflammatory process is necessary for healing. Ibuprofen interferes with the healing process and comes with a host of negative side effects, from gut health problems to heart issues. So the first step in addressing your low back pain is to decide how bad it has to be in order for you to go for the ice and ibuprofen. That's not to say that you should just suffer along with the terrible pain, but there are heaps of alternative ways of getting relief from pain that don't destroy your gut and disrupt the healing process. There are tons and tons of options out there. Do your own research. Here are a few simple strategies you can use to get relief from low back pain. 1. Use good breathing strategies to bring your autonomic nervous system back to its parasympathetic state to decrease its sensitivity to pain. To breathe correctly, you should be able to breathe entirely through your nose, your entire tongue should rest on the roof of your mouth, your rib cage should expand in all directions, and your neck and shoulders should not move a lot as you inhale. Most people have room to improve when it comes to how they breathe. It's the first thing I work on with clients, no matter their goals, because breathing influences literally everything about your existence and every goal you could possibly have. 2, restore your stack to relieve forces from tissues and joints that are being overloaded and disperse forces more appropriately through the body. The stack refers to the rib cage sitting on top of the pelvis in an ideal position, meaning a stacked position, where the bottom of the rib cage faces down to the top of the pelvis, and neither are tilted forward or backward. And if we're getting full on here, I'd also want to help the head sit properly on the rib cage and pelvis so that it's not too far forward nor tilted to one side. To achieve this, do not try and flex your muscles to get yourself into the position. That ain't it. What you need to do is figure out why your body is not already in a good stack and then address those things. Your body will naturally find the stack when it is given the opportunity to move into it. Step number 1 is to learn to breathe correctly. And 3, examine your habits to understand if they are supporting your low back well-being or detracting from it. If you're living life stressed out, not staying active, eating a poor quality diet that increases inflammation throughout the body, constantly cutting calories drastically or dieting hard, drinking alcohol excessively, holding on to grudges, having a negative inner self-talk, not sleeping well or not hydrating, well, you get the idea. Essentially, if you're doing things that would naturally contribute to your body not feeling at its best, it's time to take a look at that stuff and start doing something about it. You just listened to the post titled, How to Actually Get Relief from Low Back Pain by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.substack.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. There are some studies that have found that mindfulness-based training for chronic pain can help reduce pain intensity and improve people's overall sense of well-being. Not only that, but yoga has been reported to increase back-related function and decrease disability in those suffering from low back pain. So, as today's author, Kate, mentioned, there may be other ways to help relieve low back pain. As long as the treatment isn't causing harm, it may be worth a try, or at least a conversation with your doctor. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show, where your optimal life awaits.